When the Banking Clan members had moved off, and Damask's group was back in motion, Damask glanced at Hill. "Someday we will topple the Toneths from their lofty perch." Hill smiled with his eyes.
"I hope I'm alive to see that day. And just so you know, Higo, your father would be proud, Chairman Toneth's sarcasm notwithstanding."
"You would know better than most." Having arrived at the Skyhook Turbolifts, Hill was motioning everyone but himself and Damask into a separate lift when Damask said, "The droid will ride with us." Hill appraised 114D as the three of them entered the turbolift.
"A new acquisition?"
"A door prize of sorts," Damask said. Hill didn't pursue it.
"You'll be going to your residence or to Abora?"
"Directly to the island. The droid will accompany me."
"I'll make the necessary arrangements."
Damask lowered his voice to ask, "Are we secure in here?"
"Completely."
Damask turned to face the taller Elder Mune. "Rugis Gnome is dead."
"The Bith?"
Hill said in astonishment.
"How? Where?"
"Of no relevance," Damask said, remembering. "Eventually Gnome's estate will pass to us, but that won't be for some time to come, since it's unlikely that his body will ever be found." Hill didn't bother asking for details.
"We'll allow a standard year to pass. Then we'll petition the probate courts to render a decision, at the very least for whatever assets are contractually ours. You are the executor in any case, are you not?"
Damask nodded. "Ultimately, we'll be liquidating most of the estate, but there are several antiques of a curious sort I plan to retain. I'll prepare an inventory. In the meantime, I want you to familiarize yourself with a world called Baldemnik. Once you have, you're to acquire mining rights for the entire northeast peninsula of the principal landmass. Purchase as much property as you can, from the shoreline to the central highlands. I'll provide you with specific coordinates." Uncertainty tugged at Hill's strong features.
"Are we venturing into the mining business now?"
"When the time is right. Use intermediaries who can't be traced to us. I suspect that you will have to go all the way to the top to secure what we need. The Indigenes will be troublesome to negotiate with, but I'm confident they can be persuaded. Bargain like you mean it, but in the end, spare no expense."
"Baldemnik is that important?"
"A hunch," Damask said. Descending rapidly, the Skyhook turbolift pierced layers of pure white clouds, revealing a curved panorama of aquamarine ocean, pale brown plains, and evergreen forest. And directly below, the view that was said to take one's breath away, the city of Harnaden, studded with neoclassical structures as towering as the volcanic spires that ringed it, and home to 50 million Munes, living in an urbanscape that was an orderly masterpiece of art and design. To some, it was the antithesis of most planetary capitals, the anti-Coruscant, the anti-Dinan. "What can we expect at the gathering?" Damask asked, turning away from the view.
"Gardula has requested an audience."
"I'm not in the habit of sitting down with huts."
"She asks your help in mediating a dispute."
"With whom?"
"The Dasilogic clan."
Damask nodded knowingly. This has been brewing for some time. "What else?"
"Representatives from Yinchor will be there."
"Good. Holo-transmissions have their limitations."
"Members of the Trade Federation and the Grand Protectorate will also be attending."
Damask snorted. "There's no pleasing any of them."
He grew pensive, then said,
"There's another small matter we need to settle. Extend a personal invitation to the owners of Subtext Mining."
Hill rubbed his whiskered chin. "I can't recall having engaged in dealings with them. Does this have anything to do with Baldemnik?"
Damask ignored the question. "For a time, they advised Gnome. Make certain they understand that we operate in complete confidentiality."
"If the Bith partnered with them, they must come highly recommended."
"One would think." Damask turned his back to Hill to take in the view once more. But in fact, I don't see much future for them.